Machas Pias Paragimel Mishnah Gimel Oisa Arda Mesadeh Shalosh Shalosh Ashpatos Lipesa. A person can bring out to his field during the year of Shvi'ah three piles of manure, that each pile contains three baskets of manure and an area of a base. The Mephoshim explained this Mishnah is a continuation of the Shita of Rabbi Shimon that we had in the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, we said, as the Tanakhama said, that you could bring out three piles of manure in an area the size of a base, each pile containing 10 baskets of manure, that each basket contains a less than 15 sub of manure. And the Tanakhama said, you can increase the amount of baskets in each pile, but you cannot increase the amount of piles that you have in the area of a base. You can't have more than three piles in an area of a base. While Rabbi Shimon disagreed, Rabbi Shimon said you could increase the amount of piles that you have in a base saw. And this Mishnah is a continuation of Rabbi Shimon. That according to Rabbi Shimon, there has to be at least three baskets of manure in each pile, but you can't have less than three baskets. And according to Rabbi Shimon, the minimum amount of baskets in each pile of manure that you bring out to the field is three baskets, no less than that. Yes, Mikan, Machziv, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. If you do increase the amount of piles of manure that you put out in the field, you must set them up in a triangle. You can't put them in a straight line, according to Rabbi Shimon. And even though Rabbi Shimon holds you can increase the piles of manure that you put out in the field, but you cannot put them in a straight line, because if you do so, it will look like you're fertilizing the field. Instead, you should set them up like a triangle. The Chachamim disagree. They hold that you cannot increase the amount of piles that you put out in a base saw unless you put them 3 tefachim deep in the ground or 3 tefachim above ground. Because if you do so, then it will be obvious that you didn't put it out to fertilize the field. You put it out to store it for the next year. So therefore, according to the Chachamim, you can't have more than 3 piles of manure in the area of a base saw. And if you do want to bring out more than 3 piles, you have to put them 3 tefachim deep in the ground or 3 tefachim above ground. I saw the Ziblo Ota. A person can take his manure out of the field during the year of Shvi'ah and make a storage out of it. Meaning to say, if you want to make an extremely large pile of manure in the field, you're allowed to do so. And you shouldn't think that just like the Chacham holds that you can't have more than 3 piles of manure in the area of a base saw during the year of Shvi'ah, so too, you can't make a larger pile than the size that was mentioned in the previous mission. That's not the case. Even though you can't increase the amount of piles in the area of a base saw, but you could increase the size of an individual pile. If you want to make 1 pile, it's an extremely large pile, you're allowed to do so. Rabbi Meir Oyser, Achiyamik Shlosha, O Achiyak Bia Shlosha. Rabbi Meir does forbid to make a very large pile unless you put it 3 tefachim deep in the ground or 3 tefachim above ground, because in that case, it will be obvious that you're storing it. You're not fertilizing the field. Now, the enforcement explains, so Rabbi Meir does agree, if you want to take the 3 piles and make them into 1 big pile, you're allowed to do so. As in the previous mission, we said you can have 3 piles of manure in the area of the size of a base saw, each pile consisting of 150 saw of manure. So according to Rabbi Meir, if you want to take those 3 piles, each pile, 150 saw of manure, and make them into 1 big pile, you would have 450 saw of manure in 1 pile. That would be mutter. As if you're allowed to have 3 piles, each one, 150 saw of manure, so you can make them into 1 pile of 450 saw of manure. But if you want to increase more than the amount of 450 saw, you want to have a pile that's bigger than that, that's what Rabbi Meir would forbid, unless you put a 3 tefachim deep in the ground or 3 tefachim above ground. If you only have a small amount of manure, you can take out that small amount and then increase the size of the pile as you have more manure. As there's a minimum size to each pile of manure, like we had previously in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon holds the minimum size of 3 baskets of manure in each pile. In the previous Mishnah, we said that the Chachamim said that each pile should consist of 10 baskets of manure. Now, what happens if you don't have enough manure for the minimum size of each pile? You will eventually have enough manure. The Mishnah teaches us you can bring out the amount that you have, even though it's less than the minimum size, and then when you get more manure, you'll increase the size of each pile so that each pile will have the minimum amount. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah forbids to bring out less than the minimum amount of manure. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if you have less than the minimum amount, you cannot bring it out unless you put a 3 tefachim deep in the ground, or 3 tefachim above ground, or if you put it on a rock. only then would it be permitted to bring out less than the minimum amount of manure for each pot. Somebody who is keeping his animal in his field during the year of Shvi'etz. During the year of Shvi'etz, he don't do work on the field. So he's keeping his animals in the field during the year of Shvi'etz. Osa Sohar Lebesis Sain. He should make an enclosure in the area of a basis sign. And we don't want to look like he's keeping the animals in the field in order that the animal's manure will fertilize the field. If you're not allowed to intend to fertilize the field on Shvi'etz. And we don't want it even to look like he intended to fertilize the field during Shvi'etz. So that was why he kept his animals in the field. So he can only keep the animals in an area the size of a sasayim at one time. He has to make an enclosure in an area of the field the size of a sasayim. He would keep the animals in that enclosure until that enclosure gets full with manure. And then he could transfer the animals to the next sasayim. Oker shalosh ruchos, so maniach etam tzaras. He would take away three sides of the enclosure and put it on the other side of the middle fence of the enclosure, meaning to say he would now enclose the next sasayim, and he would put the animals in the next sasayim until that sasayim is full with manure. Ninsa medayer base arba saw. So it turns out that the animals have been kept in an area the size of four saw, two saw at a time. And after the next two saw is filled with manure, he would not be allowed to put the animals in the next sasayim until he puts the manure into pile. As we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, when he stored the manure in the field during the year of Shvi'etz, they have to be kept in piles. So after he had four saw that's full of manure, he has to go ahead and put the manure into piles, and then he can put the animals in the next base of Sion, and he would enclose the next base of Sion until that's full with manure, like we just mentioned. And he can only keep the animals in an area the size of a Sion at one time. As if we keep the animals enclosed in an area larger than the size of a Sion, it might look like you're fertilizing the field. And after you keep the animal in an area the size of a sasayim that gets filled with manure, you don't yet have to put it into piles. You can then put the animal in the next sasayim and close that area. Now that's filled with manure, and at that point, you would have to go ahead and pile the manure into piles. Rav Shimon Gamliel takes a more lenient approach than the Tanakhama. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you can have eight saw filled with manure before you put the manure into piles. You put the animals in an enclosure the size of two saw. When that gets filled with manure, you can put the animals in the next two saw until altogether you have eight saw that the animals were enclosed in and that it's filled with manure. Only then would you have to put the manure into piles, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. If your entire field was only the size of four saw, in such a case you would have to leave over a little bit because of Maris Ayin, that it shouldn't appear that you intended to fertilize the field. As even though, even according to the Tanakhama, you're allowed to have four saw filled with manure before you put it into piles, but if your entire field was only the size of four saw, you would have to leave over a little bit that's not filled with manure before you put it into piles, so it shouldn't look like you intended to fertilize the field. That's why you kept the animals in your field during the year of Shvi'etz. After the animals have filled with manure, an area of four saw according to the Tanakhama, or an area of eight saw according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you would then take the manure from the enclosure and put it out to your field in large piles, like the way manure is usually stored. As we have mentioned previously, you would have three large piles of manure in each saw of your field.